You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why am I here? And if you don't know that, you will live the rest of your life searching, always asking the question, why?
So if you're not in a place where you're in love with life, or in love with yourself, or practicing diminishing your emotional reactions to certain people or conditions in your life, and you're living in anger or hostility or judgment or fear, and you want a loving relationship, there is no magnetic field for you to draw that to you. And in fact, if you say to me, well, it's that person or that circumstance that's caused me to feel this way, then I would say, I mean, that person or that circumstance is controlling the way you feel and the way you think. And anything that controls the way we feel and the way we think, we are victims to, right? So most people are unconsciously responding to the conditions in their environment, experiencing emotions that are derived from the hormones of stress. Those emotions cause us to feel separate from our dreams. They heighten our senses, so if we can't see them, it doesn't exist. The threat or the danger puts us in emergency mode. And we can think positively about the relationship we want. We could send the signal out into the field. We could have pictures. We could remind ourselves of what it is. But if you're not drawing the experience back to you, then you will be, as a victim, more vulnerable to the conditions in your environment, whether they're large or small.
And this is the insight. Many people think that they lack motivation when what they really lack is clarity. They think that they need to get more motivated, that they need willpower in order to execute on a habit. If I just felt like writing, if I just felt like meditating, if I felt like working out, then I would do it. But in fact, they don't have a plan for it, so they wake up each day thinking, I wonder if I'll feel motivated to write today. I wonder if I'll feel motivated to work out today. But instead, you can take the decision-making out of it by explicitly stating when, where, and how you want to implement the habit.
Life is short. It's going by a gazillion miles an hour. We got one shot at this. We might as well squeeze every bit of juice out of life we possibly can. Winners win when no one else is watching. How many foul shots do you think Michael Jordan took when no one else was in the gym? You're doing the work when no one else is watching. And when you soar, let him admire you, let him envy you. In fact, be the inspiration to pull some people with you.
Can you go to your mistakes? Can you go to your weaknesses? Right? Can you go to other people's mistakes and weaknesses? Some people, because of an ego barrier, can't do that. It's the process, essentially, of saying, what am I like? Everybody has strengths and everybody has weaknesses. The weaknesses are the other side of the strengths.
Life is one big mind game. And you're playing it with yourself.
Tranquility is the new luxury. And we are most true to our best selves when we're tranquil, peaceful, and serene.
Because I'm not naturally gifted. I don't have any natural talents. And all of us are born as this lump of jelly that can't hold its own head up. And we all learn to do things. And it's that ability to specialize that makes us great. And the things that you choose to put your time and energy into, those are going to be the things that allow you to accomplish something. But all of that is a choice.
You're not going to think your way to passion. You can't think your way to finding something that you feel in your heart. It doesn't work that way. You got to feel your way into it. It's insane.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Side of you. Do you understand?
The economy is going to change no matter what you want it to do. The weather is going to change. Relationships are going to change. Everything in life is always changing. We don't have to work on change. Change is automatic, but progress is not. So if you want to make real progress, then you really got to look at your life in a different way. You got to say, I got to take control of this process and not just hope it's going to work out like people do who make a resolution.
You have to go dark. Remember about that is you have to be quiet in your mind. Get away from people. We love being around people. We love talking. We love parties. We love all that shit. It's okay to be alone. It's also okay to be unhappy. It's okay to be unhappy sometimes, man. It's okay to say, you know what, man? I'm fucked up. So you gotta go to the truth first. Who are you? Get really accountable and say, okay, who am I? What's the truth about me? Get to that dark place in your mind. Figure out, it may take months, it may take years. Figure out your purpose. Figure out what you want to be in life. And then from there, okay, I have my purpose. It may take a long time. No one knows their purpose because it's too loud. Find your purpose. From there, all right, you got to start planning. People love the planning phase because it's very comfortable. And then from the planning phase, you got to go to execution. So the execution phase where we all hate. Because that's where the real work begins, and that's when the failure happens, and the failure, and the failure.
When you live for a lifetime, not just your life cycle, but a lifetime, you live for the legacy. I'm writing my legacy now. You won't sweat the small stuff anymore. You won't get caught up in gossip. You won't get caught up in living inside worry. You might worry, but worry does not have permission to take up real estate in your body.
And so, for example, if you're going to treat yourself properly, which you should, you have to treat yourself as an iterated process across time properly. So you today, you tomorrow, you next week, you next month. But the right place to start is with the things that are within your local control. And there's some humility in that. It certainly has nothing to do with instantaneous self-gratification or selfishness.
You teach your body emotionally what the future will feel like before it's made manifest. That means you can't wait for your relationship to feel love. You have to reverse that battleship and understand feeling love is going to be the magnet. And if you can hold the vision of your future, a clear intention, with a coherent brain, organize signals into the field, and you could actually crack this thing open and practice getting so present in the moment that you're not anticipating the next moment or trying to predict the future. And you're no longer romancing the emotions of your past, you can find that sweet spot of the generous present moment. The familiar past is the known emotionally. The predictable future is the habituation of autopilot, being unconscious, and programs. Those are both knowns. There's only one place where the unknown exists, that's the present moment.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.